I started working on a plantation in 1963. I was on sabbatical in Denmark, 63, 64. We started the academic work in I&M plantation at Stanford. I was on sabbatical. I went to Denmark because a guy from the University of Copenhagen had been here the year before. And I thought, that's an interesting place. Danes like Americans and so on. I showed up. We showed up at the airport. He's got this, he made this, got this urgent. Jim, there's an iron accept. The Danish scientific establishment, ever since Niels Bohr, had been sold on science is good for Denmark. So they were spending an enormous amount of their state budget, country budget, on science that they could never use. No earthly value for Denmark to have this huge nuclear physics establishment out in somewhere. And they had, you know, the physics professors were Bohr students. And one of them was in a place called Aarhus, So they built this ion accelerator out in Aarhus. And a parliament guy had said, what do you think the practical implications of this might be? Unusual question to come from, the funding agency. Because this is a you do science for science's sake deal in Denmark. So Niels Meyer shows up and he says, Jim, we've got this ion accelerator. Do you think you could do anything with it? And I said, well, I don't know. Can I get a beam of phosphorus ions from it? He says, I don't know, I'll call. So we were standing there at the airport, and he's calling up this guy in Aarhus. He says, can you give us a beam of phosphorus ions? The guy says, oh, yeah, no problem. It's going to come down the pipe at, a few hundred kilovolts. We'll give you a beam of phosphorus ions. So, he's on two phones. He's saying, okay, we got it. I said, well, fine. Well, maybe we can implant phosphorus into silicon and see if we can make an N-type layer out of it. So all of a sudden, we've got this project. And now this guy's going back to Parliament saying, yep, there's this American who says we can make P-N junctions. I never said that. I just said, well, we'll see what we can do. We did build P-N junctions. It turned out that other people had done it before. I just didn't know anything about it. That's a lot of what I've done is original but not new. But we got into ion implantation that way. So when I came back to Stanford, I got a bunch of graduate students and we built, like we would have done at Tungsol all that time before, we built a machine and we started implanting ions but we did it the way that a device group would do it. And so we built junctions and we measured their properties. We had a strong electrical engineering, circuit theory, device theory bias behind all of what we were doing, rather than the bias that a physicist would bring to it. So our public, everything we did was in IEEE. It was EE stuff we were doing, trying to build devices and put them in circuits. Whereas the physical review and materials, community had a different kind of people in it. So when we started doing this, I started getting invitations to go to the nuclear physics centers around the world, being the only person who'd ever figure out what to do with this stuff, other than study materials with it. So I'd show up at these conferences, and there'd be all the materials guys and the physicists and the nuclear physicists and all that sort of stuff, and I'm the comedy relief for this last session, sort of, here's what you might do with it. And I came up talking about a bunch of devices and so on, and we began to get the physics community into this business. And so it was an interesting way for people who otherwise only knew how to make bombs to think about something else. So they were thrilled.